Harper Audio presents. I really didn't think this through. Tales from my so-called adult life. By Beth Evans. Read by Lauren Fortgang. Introduction. Hi, I'm Beth. Welcome to the book and stuff. Hey there. Thanks for picking up this book. By doing so, you are now on track to completely transform your life. I'm kidding. Oh my God, would that be annoying? Also, I'm a complete mess and not really in any position to tell people how to run their lives. Maybe you're a little bit like me. Adulthood is exhausting and challenging, and you're still trying to find your place in this big wacky world while everyone you used to know from school is getting married and posting about it online like the smug, successful people they are. So fun. Maybe you've also felt sad and anxious, like, this depression is never ending, and I'm upset for no reason, and sometimes television is the only thing that makes sense. That's all right, and I've definitely been there. You're not alone in feeling that way. I may not have the answers to your problems, life-changing tips, or really any idea what I'm doing, but I do have experience in making a half-assed attempt at adulthood. I also have a bunch of embarrassing stories because embarrassment is one of the things I seem to be really good at. And there's some stuff on depression, anxiety, and legally being an adult, but not really feeling like one. Basically, what I'm trying to say is that you're okay. And sometimes just being okay is a great place to be. Okay? Things aren't always perfect, but I'm here. I'm better. I'm me. Chapter 1. Everyone is doing so much better than me. There is a special area of hell called LinkedIn. This website exists for the twisted purpose of letting you look up people you went to school with, so you can frantically compare yourself with them. It is particularly helpful to those of us who are having a bad self-esteem night and need to be reminded just how not up to par we really are. Come down to Bad Self-Esteem Night. We have the best self-loathing spots, places to feel insecure, mirrors for you to gaze into and contemplate your existence, sad singles in your area. Yay, I think. Viewing all the fancy places classmates are working and who their interesting connections are serves to remind us of how little we've accomplished. LinkedIn has probably made millions from my misery. Comparing ourselves to other people is just a natural part of life. I do it in every way possible. Not because I'm looking to be better than anyone, but because I'm that insecure. It can be minor things like checking on how everyone else at a party is dressed to make sure you look okay, or major things like getting really upset that the girl who was mean to you in school landed a prestigious job. And it can suck a lot when you feel you aren't as good because getting out of that mindset requires you to appreciate all the things you've done so far, which sometimes is not as much as you would have liked. I've wasted hours scrolling through the internet, peering at people's profiles, and seeing how grown-up-looking their pictures are. Medical students, teachers, law students. Really, these people have accomplished a lot. And, oh God, some of them are married with families. The nagging sense of competition begins, and I start to feel like I don't stack up in any way. Daily insecurities. My face, whatever is going on in my email, the clothes I am wearing, how I come across to people, something online, probably. My face, again. Was I nice enough or am I never nice enough? Job, life, career, future, etc. And my face, yet again. The spiral of looking up people you used to know. I'll just look them up. Oh, they're in a relationship. And working at their dream job. Oh, and she's having a baby. Contemplate my own life. Someone mentions a possible school reunion. Closes window. Reopen.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?